To the brightest audience in the nation. I am not Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. I'm Doug McBurney, sitting in studio. Bob is on the bat phone right now. We're expecting him in the studio any moment. But until then, I want to open the show talking about the Southern Baptists. Did you read this news today about our dear Southern Baptist brethren? They took a vote down in Louisville, Kentucky. This is an Associated Press story. The Southern Baptist Convention, the largest Protestant denomination, voted in favor of a resolution to, quote, share our nation's pride, unquote, in the election of President Barack Hussein Obama. Did you catch that, Bob?
I caught it, Doug.
The Baptists are voting again.
It's when they vote on abortion and homosexuality.
Yeah, this isn't that bad.
This isn't as bad as that.
They think it would have been irresponsible not to speak to the election of the first African-American president. And if I'm not mistaken, now correct me if I'm wrong, Barack Hussein Obama is only half black. Isn't he half black, half white? Wasn't that the situation?
All I know is that there's a village in Kenya missing its idiot. That's all I know.
Well, anyway,
I don't even know. I went to jail. I come out of jail. There's some guy named Obama who's in the headlines.
Hussein.
Doug, Obama advocates the slaughter of 10 million black children.
I know that. Now, and the Southern Baptists pointed out in their
resolution.
They point out they have strong disagreement with many of the president's policies, including abortion rights, embryonic stem cell research, and the reduction of funding for abstinence education.
It'd be like praising the election of Adolf Hitler to chancellor, but we do have some policy disagreements.
We have some policy disagreements, but hey, you know, Hitler is a half Austrian, half German, and we have to pay respect to his racial background. I just don't get it, Bob. Everyone has to. Do we have to speak to the election of the first African-American president every day, every minute of every day? Do we have to acknowledge it and bow down? And I just don't get it.
Yeah.
It strikes me that it's actually elevating just social tension over race in general that we now feel like we have to talk about the fact that this guy's black or half black or whatever he is.
Yeah, right.
It's just now, disturbing.
You know, when the Baptists started voting on murder and adultery, fornication, to illustrate how backward and how immoral that is, why don't they vote on child molestation?
They could do that. They could introduce a resolution.
This year, we're going to vote on whether or not men should be allowed to rape children.
And every year, the vote would get closer and closer.
Every year.
Anyway.
NAMBLA would begin to lobby. North American Man Boy Love Association. But God wrote his law in stone.
That's right. It's not to be voted on.
Right?
I don't believe there was an amendment process.
There's no amendment process. God didn't write it in sand.
No.
He wrote it in stone. And for God to say, do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not lie a man with a man as with a woman, it is an abomination. For the Southern Baptists, and I love the Southern Baptists.
Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah.
You know, I agree with a lot of their stuff.
Yeah. I remember when Coors started promoting homosexuality aggressively.
Yeah.
Right? And we here at Bob and Yart Live, we called on the Southern Baptists to boycott Coors. We wanted to hit their bottom line.
Aren't the I don't know that the Southern Baptists consume a lot of Coors before or after any of that.
You know, if you go fishing with two Baptists, all you need to bring is a six pack.
Is that right?
If you go fishing with one Baptist, you got to bring 2 6 packs. Now I'm only joking. I have nothing at all against the Southern Baptists.
No, now did you know this?
Except
is...
for this. That's it.
Well,
they vote on God's law.
They vote on, and then they vote.
How stupid.
They vote in this vote was not something they had to do to praise the election of Barack Obama.
Here's the Associated Press lead, which you shared. Thank you, Doug. Southern Baptists praise the election of President Barack Obama.
Yeah. That's all I needed to read right there. It was very depressing.
It's just so...
You know, they have 800,000 members? About 800,000 members? Southern Baptists. I did not know they were that large.
Yeah.
That's very impressive. Well, did you know that they were founded?
Well, there are more than that number of Southern Baptists, but you mean people who are delegates and all. People who are somehow involved.
Southern Baptist members.
Black Southern Baptist members, 800,000.
Oh, that's just black. The black members.
Yeah, that's the black members.
Well, that is an impressive
and
number.
So the Southern Baptists should go to their black members and say, the man that you all supported advocates genocide against black children.
That's what they should be
telling. And you all need to repent. We're not going to praise the Lord. We're not going to praise Obama. We're not going to praise the wicked people who voted for him.
Amen.
Now, there is something positive you can say.
There is?
Well, I remember when Bill Clinton was elected.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And
I remember.
The whole audience, they were apoplectic.
Yes, we were all very worried.
And I said, well, look at the good side, that at least he likes women.
Well, that's true.
He's not a homo.
Yeah, and I suppose we could, as far as we know, we can say the same
and
about
so
Barry.
If somebody wanted it, they didn't have to praise Barack Obama, but they could say, you know, look at the good side. At least we haven't yet elected as president a homosexual.
Right.
And at least America has gotten beyond enough racism that it is possible to elect a black person.
I don't know about that. He's only half black.
Well, half.
Well, he's only half.
Three
I'm only
quarters.
Giving him credit. Hey, I'm in an interracial marriage myself.
You are?
So I'm allowed to speak to these type of things.
You are.
Yeah, other people might feel uncomfortable bringing up the half black, half white, half Chinese, half Japanese.
I don't.
Doesn't bother me at all.
Doug, I don't hesitate. I'll speak to racial issues.
Okay.
Like the blacks who are killed mostly by blacks.
Yeah.
Women have taken over the inner city and they've turned it into a hell where single moms are afraid of their kids.
Yeah.
And the kids roam the streets in gangs.
Yeah. In Chicago, where,
right?
where Barry is from, Chicago.
Yeah. And so where when men are not there in the family,
right.
in the school, in the social services, and the police chiefs, whatever.
Yeah.
The women don't rule. The children do. The boys.
That's right.
The teenage boys rule the school. They rule the neighborhood.
And that's where Barry Obama had his success as a community organizer was among just that crowd right there.
Yeah, right.
Organized them all so that they could receive
right.
their welfare benefits. And
right. I met a guy in jail who said he had 11 brothers and sisters. 11.
Wow.
Not one had the same father as any of the others.
Wow.
Now, that's an extreme case of what we know is epidemic.
Yeah, yeah. That's unbelievable.
Right.
Anyway, let's move on to something a little more upbeat, Bob. I've got an email from a viewer.
Yeah.
From a viewer, I said.
All right.
A viewer. She sent us an email. We just upgraded our cable service, Bob, and as I was flipping through the channels, I saw your program. When I saw it, I did a happy dance in the living room, and my husband had no idea what I was doing.
Doug, that's funny. I did that yesterday in the studio when I was previewing Focus on the Strategy 3.
Oh, yeah? You were doing a happy dance?
I was dancing on the table.
Oh, well, so was Casey, who's your viewer.
That's so nice. Now, Casey?
Casey, and she goes
to say... Wait, look at her name.
You want me to read her whole name?
No, just her first name.
KC. The letters KC are all I can make
out. All right.
Here.
I thought it was Kathy.
It could be Kathy.
Kathy C. Casey. Okay, Casey.
Anyway, she says, I'd been praying to the Lord and asking him what we should do, her and her new husband.
Yeah.
What we should be doing with our tithing money when you came on the air. My husband, Jeff, said, well, maybe this is the Lord's way of telling you that Bob needs some money.
Oh.
And I believe she sent some money.
We don't
know how much. But
do we need any money here at Bob in Your Life?
We desperately need money.
Desperately.
All the time. Because we have alienated so many of...
we desperately need money.
I alleged mean, if, conservatives.
If Elijah had a telethon, how would it do?
It wouldn't go well for Elijah. He alienated a fair number of
probably not. I mean, and we're no Elijah.
No.
And look at
the
Apostle Paul.
We're doing
the
best we can.
I mean, the Apostle Paul writes the first book in the New Testament, Galatians.
Right.
And in chapter 2, he blasts Peter.
Yeah,
and he says Peter is a hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I called him a hypocrite to his face because he was to be blamed because he was lying about the gospel.
That's in the Bible?
Galatians chapter 2.
Wow.
Somehow the Catholics got that confused,
Doug,
when we were in Syria.
Yeah.
Actually, just the southern eastern tip of Turkey.
Yeah.
We were in Antioch.
Uh-huh.
That's where Paul confronted Peter, and he wrote that Galatians chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
The Catholics have a church there.
Oh, they do?
You know, they put a church on every spot in the Middle East where
it's a real estate thing.
Yeah, they put a church there, and they have a plaque, and they say, this is where Peter and Paul agreed on the food arrangements. It's like, what are they talking about? Agreed on the picnic?
Oh, yeah, right.
I mean, you couldn't get that more wrong. So anyway.
Talk about missing the main point.
So there were times when Paul was sort of on the outs, and Jesus would look around and say, everybody's left. There are no longer any followers. Will you too? Are you going to leave too? He asked the 12.
Right.
And one of them said, yeah, I'm leaving.
Wow.
So anyway, we're not prophets. We're not the apostle. There's only one Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But when you say these things, it's hard to continue to be on the air.
Yeah, it's really
difficult. It is Kathy.
Well, but according to her email.
KC. It's KC too.
Anyway. By the way, she says she did make her check out to Bob Enyart Live.
She did.
So this, she sent an email letting us know that a check is on the way.
So I got to thank her and her husband.
Her husband's name is Jeff, and Jeff, by the way, mentioned how he liked your show.
The TV show we're talking about.
The TV show that's running on midnight on KWHD.
Doug, that's one funny show.
Hilarious. Hilarious stuff.
Hilarious.
Not just hilarious, though, but educational and edifying as well.
And if anyone has any videotapes of the early year of Bob Enyart Live in Denver before we went national.
Right, when you were filming it in a shack in a field somewhere.
Yeah.
Back in those days.
Please, if you could part with them, send us your VHS tapes.
Oh, wow.
Of that, because we're transferring these old shows to DVD.
Yeah, for posterity.
And those old shows, I tell you, Duck.
That was great stuff.
They were classics.
Yeah, I remember watching.
They were fun.
Now, she closes. Jeff mentioned how he likes your show, and he could not believe how you were getting away with what you were saying.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
It's
unusual to hear some of those things on a Christian broadcasting station.
We're going to have to play the audio of that. Remember that video we showed, the guy who said, Colorado, the state that is straight, Colorado.
Uh-huh. Yep. If you're bi, don't even fly to Colorado. That was great.
If you're a homo, don't come here nomo to Colorado. That was a classic.
That was great stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Remember the homosexuals announced the nationwide boycott of Colorado?
In 1992.
And you can't make this stuff up. Our economy exploded.
Yeah.
People all over the country were coming to Colorado for H-free ski slopes.
Right, just to be out there where they knew they wouldn't be accosted or they wouldn't have to watch all that.
Two guys holding hands.
All that stuff.
Going on the
chairlift. Even if they're in ski suits and helmets and goggles, it's gross.
You could still tell.
That's right, you can still tell.
Yeah.
All right, now we've got big news on the pro-life front. Bob?
We do.
Big news out of Arizona. The Arizona State Senate on yesterday approved a bill to impose an array of new abortion regulations. Now, they say restriction, but I'm correcting them.
Regulations.
Abortion regulations that include a mandatory waiting period and a requirement for state-scripted disclosures by doctors.
Right.
So if you wait 24 hours and if you hear the script that we approved as pro-lifers in Arizona,
right,
then you can kill the baby.
And then you can kill the baby. So Arizona's pro-life industry has further undermined the public's ability to understand the personhood of the child. Because if the child was a person, if it's wrong to kill the child, then people who know right from wrong wouldn't advocate regulations on how to kill a child. They would fight with everything in them to teach people the God-given right to life of the unborn. So Arizona is a backward state. Mm. They're going against the personhood trend,
yes,
which is the flame is caught nationwide.
It's on fire. Oh, yeah.
Right. It's so very exciting.
Well, it's sad what's happened. Let me read a quote from a Republican state senator there in Arizona who supported these new abortion regulations. New directives on how to kill children with the endorsement, the tacit endorsement of the pro-life community. This Republican state senator, his name is Russell.
Mm-hmm.
All I've got here is his Russell Pierce. He says, this is common sense. It's something that Arizona women deserve. Besides that, this is something those babies deserve. That's a live person, a real victim. He actually said it's
a person. He actually said it, and he called it a baby. And so that would be like him being in Germany and saying that at Auschwitz, they got to wait 24 hours before they kill a Jew.
Yeah.
Wait 24 hours, and every guard has to sign the sheet of paper saying, I know I'm killing a Jew.
Mm. Oh. Now, I got this
story. And then you work on that, Doug, for 30 years. That's the extent of your vision, your commitment to truth, your willingness to risk. That's it. You see, they pick these battles because they think we could win these, and they give us donations.
Yeah, they do bring in donations.
And they get Republicans elected.
Get Republicans elected.
That is what is behind this strategy. Mm. It's funding and partisan politics.
That is very harsh, Bob. Saying things like that is why we're always broke. But you know what? Somebody's got to warn the Christians, because I've got to be honest with you, Bob.
Yeah.
I've donated to National Right to Life. I thought that if I gave money to National Right to Life, I would be fighting abortion.
Come out! There's a demon in him. Come out!
Well, I did it, but
I
repented quite some time ago.
I don't recall. I'm blessed. I'm old. Yeah. I'm 50.
Well, that's not that old.
I'm on the
younger all the time.
I'm on the second half of life expectancy.
Okay, that's not as bad a way to say it.
I'm beyond middle age.
You're over the hill, so to speak.
And so I don't remember these things. My memory's going. I don't know if I ever gave money to National Right to Life.
Well, I did, because they sent out very effective mailers that talked about their strategy to regulate abortion. And at the time, I mean, I grew up, Bob. I was born. By the time I was talking, abortion was legal in the United States.
Yeah.
So the idea that this was a person was something that I'd never really seriously considered until later in my adult life, after I'd become a Christian and after I'd already given money.
Then you become a Christian in Dr. Dobson, and everybody's falling all over themselves saying how these child killers are pro-lifers.
Mm.
These child-killing judges, they say they're pro-life. Well, to be pro-life, don't you have to believe the unborn child has a right to life?
I believe so. An inalienable right to life granted by their creator.
None of these judges believe that.
No.
That James Dobson lobbies for. In fact, they're child killers. They are child killers.
They never pointed that out in their mailers, Bob, when I gave the money.
They never said
that. No, that was not in there.
I mean, Antonin Scalia, who's supposedly the most pro-life of all their phony pro-life justices, he said, if there's a law that bans abortion in all 50 states, I will strike it down.
No, that was not in the mailer.
National Right to Life didn't tell you that.
No.
And so that's like somebody saying, I'm against the Holocaust, but if they stop the killing of Jews.
All Jews?
In every district in Germany, I will strike down that law. Because I believe in a district's right to decide if they're going to kill Jews.
Unbelievable. And that's where we are. Now, Bob, I got this story on a news tip over the bat phone from a Bob Enyart Live listener.
Ooh.
And he said, Doug, here's what I want you to do. He said, I want you to package up a copy of Focus on the Strategy
2.
Focus on the Strategy 2. He said, I want you to send it to the president of Arizona Right to Life. He said, I will send you the money to cover the cost to do that.
Well, that's wonderful.
We're going to do that.
That is just great. But you know what? We need to get Focus 2 to the governor of Arizona, Governor Jan Brewer.
Brewer, the new governor replacing Jan Napolitano. Now, Jan Brewer, according to an article that I just read, is ostensibly an opponent of unrestricted abortion.
Yeah.
I think that's how they put it.
Yeah.
So she's tepidly pro-life. She needs to see the video.
So what we need to do is...
I've got their addresses here.
We need to FedEx the videos to the governor and the president of Arizona Right to Life.
Now, FedEx, that's going to cost $25 each.
Well, we can't send it like second class mail.
And then how much do the videos cost? That video, you sell that for like $100?
$14.99.
Okay, $15. So 30, 50. So we need $100
to FedEx those two.
Now, I didn't get into our secret undercover Bob Enyart Live listener who called me on the bat phone. I didn't get into all the detail. He just said, Doug, get it done. I'll help you out. We'll take care of the money.
Well, maybe somebody else could help out with the governor's copy.
If there's anyone else who can help, we would appreciate your help. We will do it. We will FedEx these today.
And then
the studio.
And then for those who have no money whatsoever, just log on and go to AmericanRightToLife.org.
Right.
And click on Focus on the Strategy 2. And on the top of your window, there will be the URL, the address.
Right.
like HTTP colon, all that garbage.
All that, yeah.
So just click up there, copy that, and send an email to the governor.
Uh-huh.
And to this here
and to Ginny
Republican.
Perrin. Ginny, oh, the Republican.
Russell
Senate.
Pierce.
Russell Pierce.
Republican of Mesa. I lived in Mesa, Arizona. I worked in Mesa, Arizona.
Yeah.
McDonnell Douglas Helicopter Company. And email the governor and this Russell Pierce the link to American Right to Life's Focus on the Strategy.
Awesome.
And well, that's for people who have no money.
Yeah.
So somebody else maybe could call in 800-8-NYARDS. 1-800-836-9278 and give money to pay for the governor's copy.
Yes. We need to get that.
Maybe there's one other person, Doug, out there who realizes that when you are hardcore like this, that people don't support you.
Generally, yeah. They discourage other people from supporting
us,
too.
And in desperation, I'm going to say this.
Go for it.
Maybe there's one person out there who could call up and give $1,000 to Bob and Yurt Live.
Great. $1,000. This effort alone is worth far more than $1,000.
Yeah. We really need it. I mean, people don't realize.
No,
they just don't know.
I'm proud of you, Bob. This is like a 12-step program. That was step number 12. Bob actually asked for money on the air.
So I'm done? Step 12?
Well, you know, recovery is a never-ending process. So you have to keep
making it. And is it in reverse order? Like, you know, I got to work up to step number one?
Well, we'll have to work out the protocol, but I'm proud of you. But
yeah,
ladies
we
and
really
gentlemen,
need
if
somebody
you,
out
if,
there.
If you believe that our pro-life leaders need to understand the truth of the personhood of the unborn child and how compromising on that has really undermined the entire pro-life effort for the last 30 years. If you believe they need to know that, we need $1,000. We need you to write us a check for $1,000 today. Make it payable
to
Bob Benyart Live.
Doug, we found out.
There is one person out there.
There is?
There is. I'm certain of it. I'm not psychic or anything, but I know.
Who?
No. I don't want to name them on the air. That would really be putting them on the spot.
Okay. All right. All right.
They're out there.
I hope so. I just found out.
Anyway, Bob, if I name, maybe there's 10 of them out there who all think we're talking to them.
Oh, that would be
so
nice.
We don't want to name
I just found out the post-production cost of Focus on the Strategy 3.
Oh, okay.
We simply don't have the money.
Mm, that's
We
that's
just true. Don't. So anyway.
And we need to get that done.
Anyway, so Arizona is going backward, but Montana is going forward.
Yeah, what's happening in
Montana's personhood effort, they got Focus on the Strategy 2 playing on their website, MontanaProLifeCoalition.org.
That's great.
It is great.
All right, now do you want to do some more news of the day? There's some disturbing news about one of my all-time favorite conservative Republicans.
Who?
Richard Nixon. No, I'm
That's
being
hysterical.
I'm not. He's
Nixon
not a,
now more than ever.
Nixon now.
Now you were too young, weren't you, back then in the 70s?
You know, one of the earliest.
Nixon now
one
more
of the,
than
the earliest memories Nixon that now. I have is sitting in front of the TV with my dad, and my dad telling me, "Son, the president is resigning." I remember. He's look at this, son. The president. Yeah. This has never happened before.
I remember being at Seaside Heights in New Jersey on the boardwalk. When the Watergate scandal was in full bloom, I was a teenager.
Mm. Well.
All I cared about was riding that thing they called it the zipper.
The roller coaster.
It wasn't a roller coaster.
Oh, no?
It was horrifying.
Well, you got to ride those.
And the cotter pins that held the doors closed were tied in with old, decrepit rope. And those cars flipped upside down. And anyway, so Nixon. All right, Nixon. There's new Nixon tapes.
There's been some new tapes that shed some light on Nixon's attitude toward abortion. You'll remember that Nixon was president when Roe versus Wade.
You mean when a Republican judge wrote Roe v. Wade?
Yeah,
Harry Blackmun.
Nixon was the Republican president when the Republican judge wrote Roe versus Wade.
When the Republican U.S. Supreme Court passed Roe v. Wade.
Correct.
I remember that.
Yes, you have a good memory in that regard. Now, it on the tapes that have just recently been released, Nixon worried that greater access to abortion would foster permissiveness.
Well, that's a good point. That's true.
And he said that it breaks the family.
That's true.
Yeah.
So he recognized that abortion could cause trouble.
He did. But in true Republican fashion, he also saw a need for abortion in some cases.
Oh, no.
He said there are times when an abortion is necessary. I know that. When you have a black and a white.
No.
That's what he said.
He didn't say that.
When you have a black and a white.
This is just so Republican of him.
It's very Republican.
It's so Republican of him.
Also in the case of a rape, he said.
Because Republicans, they'll say, well, I'm pro-life, but, you know, we have to kill these 111,000 kids, and we got to increase Planned Parenthood's budget. This is George W. Bush.
That's right.
So how far have we come from Nixon to Bush?
Man. It's like we're treading water and we're sinking down. We're not making a lot of progress. Bob.
Think of all the kids, all the black kids killed by the money George W. Bush gave to Planned Parenthood because they disproportionately killed black kids.
Has to be tens of thousands.
Yeah.
Perhaps more than a million.
Planned Parenthood has killed 10 million blacks. Wow. That's why blacks have fallen behind Hispanics as the number one minority in America, because we've killed 10 million blacks. That's why there are still white guys in the NBA, because of all the blacks we've killed.
Wow.
Imagine 10 million more blacks.
Well, there wouldn't be room for any white guys in the NBA.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
As it should be, but it's not.
As it should be, but it's not.
It's not.
So okay. Richard Nixon.
So he was a racist.
He would have aborted Barack Obama.
He said
you had a black and a white going there.
Hey, I know you shouldn't kill babies, but hey, if it's a mulatto.
Yeah.
Then
no, he says, I understand it's necessary. He understood that.
It's necessary when you have a black and a white. And he said, or a rape.
Yeah. So Richard Nixon did not believe in the fundamental personhood of the unborn child.
No, he didn't. He's a typical Republican.
The godfather of the Republican Party.
Yeah, and then also in these tapes, he was talking to Billy Graham on the phone.
Oh.
And Billy Graham, this is a phone conversation recorded by the Nixon.
Nixon knew the tape was rolling.
Yeah, in the Oval Office.
Yeah, genius.
And Billy Graham is complaining that Jewish American leaders were opposing efforts to promote Christianity.
Yeah.
Like Campus Crusade.
Uh-huh.
Which was wrong of them. But Nixon said, what I really think is, deep down in this country, there is a lot of anti-Semitism. That's true.
Yeah.
And all this is going to do is stir it up. And here's what he said that was, again, terrible. He said, speaking of the Jews, it may be they have a death wish.
Oh.
This is just shortly after the Holocaust. 73. This is 28 years after the Holocaust. He says, you know, that's been the problem with our Jewish friends for centuries. He's basically blaming the Jews for what? The Spanish Inquisition?
You name it.
The Holocaust?
Yeah. The pogroms in Russia?
They have a death wish? I mean, you can't get more stupid than being a Republican politician.
Oh.
Or evil.
I can't argue with that.
Jesus said, I'd rather you be hot or cold. If you're a Republican, I will spit you out of my mouth.
Tweet.
I think you said that. Maranatha, what a great school, and our website is kgov.com.